even when you talk about the wide receiver group in free agency in the draft, he's got some unique skill set at the position. So for us, he fits what we do, and obviously we know the player, and so we're happy to get him done.
If you happen to be able to bring back Macklin and you have three guys, does it get into a particular situation? Who's number two, number three? Who's, getting balls thrown their way?
Well, I think everyone wants the ball. I think when you look at our tight end group, when you look at our running back group, and we always talk about the skill position group as a whole, you want guys who want the ball, who want to be thrown the ball in key situations, who want to carry the ball in key situations. We run a lot of plays. I think that we're looking for guys that fit our scheme and fit our offense and have versatility, and all this stuff works itself out.
What does it mean to this organization that these guys are saying, yeah, we want to be here long term?
Well, it's a great reflection on what we're doing, and it starts with the ownership. And we got to give a lot of credit to Jeffrey for giving us the flexibility to go out and sign our guys, and always giving us the resources to go and do what we want to do. And that's very lucky in the National Football League. And part of it is the culture we're trying to build here. And now we got to get better. We got a lot of things that we got to do in this offseason. But I think the players see what we're trying to accomplish, and they want to be part of it.
As you budget for the season. Do you have certain allocations for each position? Like, are you not willing to go over X at a wide receiver or so on and so forth?
I think ideally we do have those allocations, and ideally you want to stay within that framework, but I think there are also exceptions to those rules, and you got to be willing for the right kind of player, the right kind of talent to go outside that and be willing to give it up somewhere else. And we've had that discussion with our coaches, with Chip, about some positions where maybe we don't have to put as many resources in. And so I think we have a good sense of how we want to build it in the next few years, and that complete picture may not come right now at this moment, but we have an idea of what we want to do this offseason, and obviously these signings are part of it.
You sense that there are going to be other teams out there that were interested in Wiley. Did you get the sense that maybe some would have backed off because of what happened last offseason and how it could affect the locker room? And were you guys able to use that kind of as leverage in negotiations?
No, because I think we have a very good relationship with Riley and Joel, and so we were very, very able to understand where we were coming from and where we were going to go. And I think that's one of the reasons this deal got done early, because it wasn't going to affect what the market was going to be. It was going to be what both of us were comfortable doing. And again, if there are teams that don't like a particular player in free agency or like a particular player, all it takes is one. So you have to be comfortable with what your value is for that guy and have a walk-away number. We talk about walk-away numbers for every player and every position, and that's where it comes into play, because you don't know how anyone else wants to build their team. You don't know how much anyone else values a player. For us, we have to be comfortable with all that.
Does signing Riley impact your ability to sign Macklin as well? I mean, is that something you're still looking to do?
Well, Jeremy's a good player. Jeremy's someone we drafted. We have a lot of respect for. Obviously, in the system, really high hopes for him coming into this year. And again, without getting into specifics on any player, he's got a lot of good traits and certainly fits into the chemistry and what we're trying to do.
Locking up Kelsey obviously was very important to you. How much does that speak to the importance of that, the increasing importance to that position in today's game?
Well, when you talk about the center, it's really the leader of your offensive line. It's your quarterback for your offensive line, and there's so much responsibility on that position's shoulders. And the way we look at it, it doesn't get much more important than the guy who's handling the football every play. And when you talk about all the traits that he has, his fit in this offense, his fit in this building, I come down to breakfast every day, and he's here. He's working, and it's February, and it's because he loves to be here. He loves the game of football. He has incredible passion for this city, for this football team, and then he's explosive. I mean, he's got traits in his body, what kind of player he is. So you put all those guys together, and that's what we want. That's what we're trying to build a team of.
When you're able to lock up guys like this, like Bradley and Jason, does it have any impact at all on how you approach the draft? Can you still just say, we're going to go get the best guy? Or now that you have young guys locked up long-term in certain positions, does it change anything?
It doesn't change the draft. I mean, I'm going to be like a broken record, and you guys are going to be sick and tired of me saying it, but we're going to take the best player at whatever position that is, because we don't know where we're going to be in the future, and we're not going to pass on a guy that we have a really high grade on just because of where we stand at this moment. But it certainly impacts free agency and the amount of capping we're able to spend in free agency, and kind of looking at the whole picture going forward, because we're trying to keep more pieces than just this right now. And I know right now we're kind of looking at just this year, but we got to look at the big picture and trying to contend for a long time and trying to keep other good players on this team together as well as supplement them in the draft and in free agency when we can.
So in that vein, when you reward guys in-house and you see how many guys next year will be eligible for extensions, I mean, is this kind of setting the tone for them? Is this what you want to do as an organization?
You know, when we meet with our guys when we draft them, we tell them, we look them in the eye and tell them, you play well and we're going to want you here for a long time. And I don't think anything's changed.
With Chip's offense, the wide receiver position, they're all required to know, the entire offense are required to know what each receiver does. Mm-hmm. And it seems like they're almost interchangeable. Does that make it easier for you to sign, to bring back, you know, Jeremy and Riley, because you don't need them to kind of fit in a particular hole? Is that different than maybe perhaps other offenses and teams around the league?
Yeah, no question. When you talk about the guys that we have here and the guys that have been here, there's versatility. And so it doesn't have to be necessarily that one guy is just playing inside. When we look in the draft and we grade players, it's inside-outside versatility. I mean, the more guys that you can have that you can move around that are movable parts, the harder it is to defend your offense.
Why such a long deal with Jason? I mean, mainly because of cap advantages as far as...
When we started talking to Jason, there were certain things that were important to us. There were certain things that were important to him. And to his credit, one of the things that was important to him was an opportunity to play his whole career in Philadelphia. And obviously that's a long way away, and we hope that happens. But that was a priority to him, to structure a deal that, you know, maybe potentially he could just play out and end his career here. And, you know, when a player says that to you, you can find a way.
As you structure these deals, Howie, what attention are you paying to what's coming in the 15 offseason and the 16 offseason?
It's hard to look 3 years out, to be fair, Zach. You know, it's hard to know where you're going to be after two full seasons and two other draft classes. So to sit here and say we spent a lot of time in the cap in 2016, we don't, you know. But we do spend a lot of time on the cap next year and how it looks. And we try to be conservative a little bit with what the cap projections are going to be because we don't know. But it's a concern, no question about it. And that's why sometimes, you know, the number that it shows on our cap sheet right now, we look at it differently. And we look out next year and where we are and what we're trying to do and trying to fit all those things in place. So those are discussions that we have.
How many years will be back next year?
I won't want to talk about any player on our team right now other than the guys that we signed. I don't think it's appropriate for Jason and Riley right now.
How much did you weigh Riley's off-field incident, the strain that it put on the locker room when deciding to come to a long-term deal with him?
Well, we got through that in August, and we had an opportunity to see him during the season and see how his teammates interacted with him, see how our coaches, see how he was around the building. And when you talk about going through some adversity together, in a lot of ways that brought our team closer together, and they were able to go through adversity before the season, and so when we had some, we were 1-3 and 3-5, they had known how everyone was going to react, and not that that was a good thing, and not that that was something that we wanted to have happen, but we learned a lot about a lot of the players on the team through that, and sometimes that's what it takes in this business to learn about people, is to go through some bad situations and see how people are going to deal with it.
Howie, two off seasons ago, I believe, where you extended Harriman and Coles, which mm-hmm. people at the time felt was un-Eagle-like because of their age. Mm-hmm. Then you had that draft, which so far looks very good. Do you see that as the start of, you know, how you kind of, you have your own team-building philosophy, you're in charge as a GM. So is that the start of you really putting your fingerprint on how you wanted this franchise, the direction you wanted it to go?
What's team-building?
Team-building.
Oh, I was very confused.
I'm not
sure.
Well,
you know, a lot has changed here since, you know, the 2011 season. I don't think that that's a secret, you know. And so we've changed a lot of things here, and I think that we've changed our philosophy starting with that off season. And we got a lot of work to do. We got to continue to add good players. But I'm proud of the process that we've had the last couple of years. Now, we certainly haven't arrived, and I'm not patting anyone on the back because we talk about it. When you pat yourself on your back, you get your ass kicked. But you know, I think we have a good process, and I think we have a plan, and it's not just for next season, it's not just for 2015, it's to try to set ourselves up to contend for a while.
And you've talked about this is the process that you've researched, you've seen what the other teams that are continuously successful and have won have done. And
yeah, I mean, it doesn't take an expert researcher to go back and look at the teams that are having success and how they're having success, and it's hard when you bring in players that, you know, most of the times when guys are on the free agent market, their teams have chosen not to sign them for one reason or another. Now, maybe cap room. It may be because they have a particular player at a position. But I don't know that we can go back in history and look at free agency and say, well, there's a team built totally on free agency and it works. You have to draft well. To the extent you can, you got to keep your own players, and you got to keep supplementing through the draft.
In the statement you guys released this morning, when you spoke about Kelsey, you spoke about the off-field component. How much do you pay attention to that when you give this kind of money to someone and that role he has in the locker room?
Well, I want to be consistent. The first thing is the on-field performance. I mean, it's the on-field play, and that's why he deserves this contract, because of what kind of player he is. But when you combine it and you have a total package that he has of, especially that position, of the off-field, the leadership, the work ethic, you know, being here every day, trying to work hard, get better, it makes you feel pretty good about it. And again, it's one of these things where you know the guy. You know the guy, you know what he's made of, you know what motivates him, and you're not worried that money's going to change him.
Howie, how well positioned are you now compared to other years to attack free agency, if you want to attack free agency aggressively?
Well, it's almost like the draft, where you don't want to force something. You know, as much as we want to do things to improve in any way we can, we also don't want to force anything. And so we look at it, just try to grade the players as they are, not do it because we need a particular position. We have some flexibility. Obviously, this affects it, the things we've done here in the past couple of days. But we're going to go out and try to do things that make sense for our football team and where we are as a football team, and add the kind of players that we think, based on our research, fit into what we're doing, you know, on and off the field.
Can you still? You have said if it's the right type of free agent, you'll go. You still want to be a risk taker if it's the right fit. Do you still have that flexibility to do that?
Yes.
Going back to the 2011.
It will affect other things going forward, but yes.
Going back to the 2011 draft with Jason, I mean, I know he was a sixth round pick, but what were your thoughts at the time, and how much input did Howard have into drafting him?
Well, we had narrowed it down. Obviously, we don't want coaches watching as many players as we do. They don't have the time to do that. And the interesting thing with Kels was we had him graded higher, but we spent a lot of time researching where those guys go. And it was almost a story like Trent Cole. You know, at the combine, he got sick. And so he weighed even less than we had anticipated him weighing. And when we went back and looked at guys who were at that weight, they generally had not ever gone higher than the sixth round. And, you know, looking back at it, to take the risk, you know, it's like any player that's really good late in the draft. If you know how good they are, do you take the risk? Probably not. But we were really excited to get him. He was a sixth-round pick that we were really excited to get. And it was because he was an incredibly explosive athlete. And it didn't take a lot of tape to see that. And Howard, you know, just being around Howard, to me, was a great education, because he's got such a great history with offensive linemen in the National Football League, watching players, great recall. And so he was fun throughout the draft process. And so you were able to talk about guys, and, you know, I'm sure it would be a shock to you that he had an opinion on things. And so he was fun throughout the process, and he liked this guy, and it didn't take very long once we got him, once the lockout was over in training camp, for him to sit down next to me and tell me where he thought he was going to be opening day.